Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Oprah Winfrey.
The famous person?
She is an icon. She's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of the four ways in the quarter of mutation, third color, right fix, triple split.
Yep.
She's got an electromagnetic 6124 that's split off from an unconscious 4629 and an electromagnetic 3457 with the 34 also conscious, and then that's all split off from this conscious 1949.
Yep, I mean, here's a person where it really is all right here in her chart. This right angle cross of the four ways, it's the way of need, it's food, principles, very territorial, but it's about filling up the refrigerators of the world.
Well, you know, it's like that 19 is looking at the 49, and it's all about this spiritual revolution. And I mean, it's like she's called an icon of church-free spirituality. I mean, she definitely, we did her a number of years ago, and it's kind of interesting to look at where she has come in these years. And you know, today actually is her birthday.
Really?
Today is her birthday, January 29. We're doing this on the 29th of January. She's 57 years old today. So I thought that was kind of cute that we decided to do her on her birthday. But I think we've really seen her come into this cross.
Right. Well, I was thinking, because I have wondered for since Obama became president, why she hasn't been more vocal in her support and everything else. And looking at that third color, desire, and the transference to the bystander. Because I had actually wondered, why are you just standing by? Get involved in a political process against people who want to
Okay.
deprive.
Yeah, well, she's busy with her whole empire, okay? She's
Well,
on the radio, she's on the
yeah.
TV, she now has her own TV station, okay?
Well, yeah, I said two, four, you
She
know.
is very she is a very busy woman. I mean, she's also, I think, she's a great example for the triple split. I mean, I think she's somebody that, you know, she really is going in all of these different directions, you know, interacting with all of these different people. She has all three kinds of circuits, right? She's tribal, she's individual, she's, you know, abstract, and it's all just operating in this way, with so many balls in the air in that sense. So in some ways, it's like, for any triple split, look at Oprah and see what she's doing, you know, with all of this energy and how it's possible, I think, to make a huge difference. I mean, she's got 14 million followers. I mean, her influence is great.
Yeah, well, 19th gate, second line in detriment. She needs to be wanted. And that is where that all that service comes from, you know, and this stuff you hear about her, you know, here taking everybody that was at the show that day to Australia, or giving everyone a car, you know, just this excess, which she has, fourth gate, sixth line, in excess. But you know, this
Well,
missionary
yes, and I think,
profile.
you know, she's talked about, I think, when she was younger, and this is also part of, she's been so vocal about her own experiences. I mean, you know, this is part of what's really changed. It's the influence that she has, because she personally brings her own truth and how bad things were. But, you know, she used to, in these relationships with men, you know, begging them to stay with her, you know, on her knees, begging them, because she was so needy. And I think she's an example of somebody that has evolved from this place of, you know, personal neediness to, in fact, you know, bringing it out really to the collective, but really also at this very tribal level,
Oh,
I
yeah.
think, you
I
know.
mean, design son, 44th gate, fourth line, honesty. You know, talk about sharing your, you know,
Your
whatever.
truth.
And the 4629, you know, succeeding where others fail, failing. But that fourth line, 46 gate, fourth line of impact. I mean, does she have impact? Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the other thing that's interesting is that, you know, in the beginning, I mean, she started on the radio. She had a great voice. Here she is with this open throat, right? Right? I mean, and they say from the time she's little, she just liked to talk, you know? And so she gets the radio show that's dying. She brings it, you know, back to life. And I mean, and that's the beginning. And this early show that she had was considered to be so tabloid. It was the tabloid talk show.
Right.
But in the mid-90s, which is really where her nodal change would be, she started to broaden the thing. She started talking about heart disease and spirituality, meditation. She started to bring on these celebrities that had their issues that they were working with, like cancer and all of that. So this whole thing of moving to this place, I think, of the inner truth, and bringing people, you know, into the, you know, really creating that environment in so many ways, right? And it's the line of research, right?
Yeah.
Explore the depths of inner truth. And it's like, here she's doing that, you know, on national TV, right?
Now, the first time she came to my attention, I heard her name, was in the movie Color Purple, Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of Oprah Winfrey, never. And I think she might have been nominated for an Oscar.
She was. Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time she was on my radar personally, not like I'm looking, but, you know, and I think that might be true for a lot of people. And yeah, as you point out, the open throat, attracting attention, you know, need to attract attention, triple split kind of driven anyway.
Open heart center. I mean, I know when we did her before, I was like really focused on this, you know, getting attention and proving herself and the whole thing about, you know, naming her magazine Oprah, you know,
and her new
you know, channel is OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
It's all about Oprah.
And that, you know, she her production company is called Harpo Productions, which is Oprah backwards. So it's like, I think a lot of this really started in this kind of not self, I've got to have the attention, being very needy, trying to prove something. And again, I see this real change with the nodes. I think she really started to move into this different place and a motivation that was really coming from this cross of, you know, creating a spiritual revolution.
Yeah, well, you talk about someone who'd be into networking with 8 fourth lines, 7 sixth lines. When you talk about a tripartite process, now, they're not in her Sun Earther profile, but when you have 7 sixth lines, a lot of you is following this tripartite process of evolution. She's in the quarter of mutation. So she's really mutating within herself, you know, and that 56 gate second line, a genius for stimulating expression and an ability to kind of be superficial, you know, you can develop that superficial personality. And the 12th gate fourth line, the prophet.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that she has the 12-4. I mean, she has a very interesting throat. I mean, this completely open heart center,
right?
And then all of these activations in the throat. Of course, she's attracted to talk a lot, right?
Right, and she attracts support for the next phase of her life with the 53-6, you know? But the only conscious definition, 1949, the full refrigerators, the needs, the territory. I mean, I think, you know, when they talk about Oprah, this is a very territorial person. 34th gate, first line, the bully. That's her design, Mercury. 49th gate, first line, in detriment, which is being oversensitive to any kind of rejection. So I think that's why nobody messes with Oprah, you know?
Well, she has so much influence, though, and so much money. I mean, you know, she's a billionaire. I mean, and I think she's tough. She stands up, especially at this point. I think she really stands up for, like, gays and lesbians, the transgendered. It's like, you know, anybody that's
influence.
Kind of you know, talk about somebody that's supporting the underdogs, right?
Yeah, I just wish she would get more involved politically and not so much about Oprah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's like she came out for Obama
early.
And then, you know, once he said, you know, he was running, she said she was not going to use her show politically because she was criticized because she didn't have Palin on the show. And she said, I'm not having anybody on the show.
Too bad.
Till the election is over. Well, this is your personal opinion.
Yes.
She's had Palin since then.
It's the only opinion I could have.
Well, well, yeah, it's your opinion. I don't agree
yeah.
with you. I think that she uses her influences and focuses it towards people being less ignorant, more loving themselves. I mean, I do think, and it's funny because even my own sister likes Oprah, right? And it's like, and my sister isn't into any of these things, right? And she started to read that magazine, O, and I mean, I just find that as this is kind of the classic example.
No kidding. If I needed an example
okay,
of somebody who's on Oprah, it would be your sister.
Well,
and
you know
really
my sister. And
telling.
It's like, you know, it's somebody that isn't interested in so much of this. And really, this whole idea of, I think, loving yourself and being yourself, which ultimately, in so many ways,
right.
is what her whole story is about, and that this is really who she is, and she'll tell you who she is, that's why she's had such an influence across this huge spectrum. I mean, like her magazine, they were saying, and they're primarily women, but that are reading the magazine have like a base salary of like 63,000. It's you know, a higher level.
Uh-huh.
She's got a much broader spectrum that's watching her TV show. Now she has a whole network. She can, you know, put her money behind, you know, movies that she thinks are important. But so there's all of these people, and again, a lot I think is that she speaks in so many ways, but that really her message is it's about being yourself, loving yourself. And, oh, by the way, you need to, you know, sort
right.
out what that means for you politically. She's not going down
well,
that road.
Well, it's like no 45th gate, no alpha, no 731.
Mm-hmm.
She does have the 50th gate, sixth line, which is leadership, you know, in that gate of principles and values. And, you know, so then I will just say it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.